Simon Tov Kuf Mem Raboisai. Okay, we spoke about the banking yesterday. Banking, you were on yesterday for banking. Today we're going to be talking about building. Building. I'll be very embarrassed in front of our dear, very esteemed Mr. Berlin. I'll be very embarrassed because that's his expertise now. But we're going to try to have an understanding in this over here. Simon Tov Kuf Mem is Din Bin Investir B'Chol HaMoed, all about building on Chol HaMoed. Okay, and there's various cases and scenarios. Some are classified as davar oved, some are not. So let's see what's going on over here. If you've got to do so, tonight's share should be able to give us a bit of an insight. What kind of building works can be taking place on Chol HaMoed, which ones cannot? And when is something considered required buildings, which if you fail to build it, it's going to be considered davar oved? Let's see. Binyan afilu kol she'osa. In principle, says Shulchan Aruch in Sif Aleph. In principle, building is something which is categorically forbidden. I mean, it's unlike cooking, baking. It's not something that, you know, So building is in principle something which is forbidden. Therefore, ve'im nifratz geder ginosoi. So, in principle, it's also. If your fence in your garden comes down. Now this is really the way I imagine it, the way our gardens work. So nifratz geder ginoso, if the fence comes down, oi, alternatively, koisel chatzeroi shebeinu lechaveroi, that's the wall between neighbors, boineo, you are allowed to build it, ma'aseh hedyot, but only ma'aseh hedyot. What's a ma'aseh classified as a ma'aseh hedyot? Which is the opposite of top quality, superior kind of work. What is a ma'aseh hedyot? Simple, basic structure, what's that?
If me or you tried to do it, that would be my standard.
If I would try to do it?
If we would try to do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's right.
It wouldn't look great.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the way to define. Absolutely, yeah. That's if you place one stone on top of the other, and you don't cement it. It's going to be very, as we say in Yiddish, it's going to be very shakalik. It's going to be very shaky. You just put the stones on top. It's not going to last. You don't cement it. It's a lot of work for just on a temporary fence. Oi, or goy de oise bekonim, you make a fence out of reeds. The goy me vechiyot is very similar. So there are temporary kind of reinforcements. Why allowed to do it in the first place? Why allowed to do a ma'aseh hedyot?
Safety,
because I suppose you're allowed to have some separation between you and your neighbors. So you're not to be like, now as to whether you're really worried and concerned about thieves, that's not going to do the trick. And that will be something we'll discuss later. So this is just a kind of, I was about to say social distancing, but that's not really what it is. Why would you want a fence between neighbors? What is it?
Privacy.
Privacy, yeah. So for privacy, that's good. Yeah, so privacy, that ma'aseh hedyot. You just put the stones on top of the other and it's all right. You're allowed to do that. But not ma'aseh umah, not properly cemented. Similarly, it must a ma'aseh legag. Now that's really interesting. I'm going to be talking about that shortly again. If you do a ma'aseh legag, you make a marker. Marker is the protective fencing, which the Torah says. You have to have a fence on top of the top roof because people may chalil to fall down. So this ma'aseh, you're allowed to build a ma'aseh on top of the roof. Boine oisim ma'aseh, you're allowed to make a hedyot construction out of a ma'aseh. Not permanent, but like a temporary, not very good. Avol, but koisel chotza, some of those rabbim shenofal. But what if you have got a koisel chotza, if you've got a wall of your garden, some of those rabbim, which is leading to the shus rabbim, to the public street, shenofal, which comes down. Boinea kedako, that you're allowed to build properly, top quality. Why so? Why are you allowed to build a proper wall when it's leading to the public street? No, it's okay, Rabin is a later discussion. It's security. Here we've got to be concerned about thieves, about robbers. We've got to be concerned about potential real damage into your house. Between neighbors, you know, you'll figure it out. Temporary is okay. But if your front leads to the Shusha Rabin, you've got to have a proper wall. People of Iran may just break in. What if the wall is about to collapse? But he hasn't quite collapsed. So you're allowed to destroy it, mipnei hasakana, because of the potential danger of this dilapidated building, of its state, who for now you have to rebuild it, cannot go in a normal way. Even if the wall is only leading to a mavui, to a semi-public domain, you are still allowed to take it down and build it up again because of the sakona, and rebuild it again. Whatever there is a potential danger, sure, of course, you're allowed to be boine, vesoise, kedak, you're allowed to destroy it and build it appropriately. So Rabbi said, the rule that we have learned of Yehuda is as follows. So far we have seen, building as a matter of principle is forbidden. Maaseh hedyot is permitted. So therefore, if you've got any slight need, you're allowed to make a maaseh hedyot. A simple kind of construction is permitted. If there is a sakona, then you're allowed to build even a proper permanent construction because that's considered, and then you can do even a maaseh uman. Because of the potential financial loss or sakona. Okay, I want to speak about this interesting halacha of the marker. The Shulchan Aruch tells us that the marker, you can also build a maaseh hedyot.
It's a mitzvah.
Oh, very good. Very good. So therefore, what are you asking?
It's a chiddush to say that you're restricted as to being able to build a maaseh.
Very good, that's exactly it. Spot on, very good. Bialach brings a ritva. And he asks the question, he says, hold on a sec, a marker, why are you building a marker? Because it's a mitzvah. What do we see over here? That the halacha is, you can only build a marker, on what's the word? Shulchan Aruch, third line. If you make a marker for your roof, you build it, a maaseh hedyot, only a hedyot construction, not a proper one. So the question asks, as Rabbi Yosla asked, and the Yalach brings a ritva, he says, one second, to build a marker is mitzvah asay de reise. If you've got a lot of people forget about this mitzvah. If you've got a roof or any area, balcony we can work on, you must ensure that it's got a surrounding fence. So if that's a mitzvah asay de reise, why is it only permitted a maaseh hedyot? It's a mitzvah.
You can do it after Yom Tov.
You can do it after Yom Tov.
Yeah.
You're saying, as far as the mitzvah is concerned, the mitzvah you can delay for next week. Sakana, you've got to deal with sakana. The problem is that the Torah itself states explicitly the reason for mitzvah's marker is because that the neufel shouldn't fall, that the person shouldn't fall down. It's the reason of the mitzvah.
Must be that this maaseh hedyot is strong enough to do the job.
You're saying the mitzvah. Right. So I always say there's an interesting bialoch. Bialoch brings a ritva. Mishnah Berurah seems to be going with that ritva. He says that if this is really talking about a balcony or a gag that you tend to walk on, then it's chayv b'maker, and then you can surely do it kenarkoi. And obviously, what we're talking about over here, it's not an area that you normally go on. It's like sometimes you end up there, not properly, it's not. So that the mitzvah doesn't really apply because you're not going to end up there. Since the mitzvah doesn't really apply, you can only do a temporary marker. But if this is a real marker scenario, a real balcony or roof that you're going to walk on, you must ensure to make a permanent marker. And that's how the ritva paskens. And that is how the Mishnah seems to paskin. So we've got a very interesting dynamics between the mitzvah asay d'oraisa and the issa on working chol hamoed. He seems to be saying that if it's a mitzvah, then surely the mitzvah pushes away the issa chol hamoed. We've got a mitzvah here. It's a mitzvah. So it's between the dynamics of a mitzvah d'oraisa pushing away a drabonon. It's not just the sakona element. It's also the mitzvah aspect. A mitzvah surely pushed away the issa of building a chol hamoed. Maaseh Mishnah seems to paskin like that you may build a marker, even a permanent marker on chol hamoed. See, base. Mutalitel gavshushis shiba boys. Oh, that's so nice. If anybody feels a bit down about the current state of affairs in the world, you look at Siv base. Why? Because he's telling us, what happens if you've got a mound of earth on your floor? You've got earth on your floor. So the Shulchan Aruch says you're not to even it out on Chol HaMoed. On Shabbos, you may not. On Yom Tov, you may not. You've got earth, mound, a pile of earth. You may not. On Chol HaMoed, however, you may do so. And the reason is, says you've got in Zayin Mishneh Berurah, which is about 8 lines from the wide lines, Shebavchu Shebavosh Shelo Yisokel Bom, that you shouldn't fall down and fall because of this mound of earth. Or Motelito Lafilo Kedak, even remove this earth in a regular fashion. Afal Gav De Melocha Gmurohi, although it is a proper full melacha, over Shabbos chayiv al zeh mishum boyne, and on Shabbos by doing this you'd be over on transgressing in so the eyes of boyne ve'enu dova ovet. This is not dova ovet. So how come you're allowed to destroy and remove this man of earth? Letzayich moyet be'alma enu shoykim b'shinui. And normally you'd only allowed to do something in an irregular way. Over here, however, hafilochem atirin hafilo kedarkoi. This is permitted of him, Mishum de Netilas Kavshushes, the removing of a bit of earth collection, less bo toirech, is not considered hard work. Aboisai, it's a gentle reminder to all of us what until about 100, 150 years ago, how the world looked like, how flat looked like, and how hard it looked like. There was no stone floor, there was certainly no carpets. But people had earth floors. And if you had an earth floor which had a mound on it, and Chol HaMoed, yes, you're allowed to even it out. And if people need a bit of a reminder, you know, nowadays, Baruch Hashem, we've got firm, solid floors. We've got heating, we've got water, we've got everything we need. Yes, as somebody in Shir once said years ago that Queen Victoria didn't have running water. Right? Queen Victoria was the wealthiest person in England, of course. She didn't have running water. So when we nowadays, you know, we have plumbing is far, far more developed than that. So it gives us a bit of a reminder. So the mutal little gavshush is babois. You're allowed to remove in the earth floor this mound, and that's fine. The poiskim ask over here if washing the floor is fine. Would you argue that it's considered a great tech or something, which is also, would you argue that it's not Tzorech HaMoed?
It would always be Tzorech HaMoed, won't it? Because it would make the house nice.
Right, absolutely. So the post came, I'm just pointing it out because the post can bring this sieve base over here to bring evidence for this heter. Yes, you're allowed to wash the floor and you're allowed to clean it, whether it's, with the stone floor, they do the sponge out with water, you do hoover, whatever, all this is perfectly fine, and the reason is, it's not considered great yich, and just like muta little gavshushi sheba boys, to make the house floor, to make the earth floor even and decent, to walk, so similarly also, whatever comes to make the house more, you know, the regular kind of actions you do in the house, to make it more livable, is permitted as well. Interesting. Probably not. Yeah. I hear that. Yeah. The boys can also speak about if you want to make the more sophisticated. Using the wax, the stone floor. If you want to varnishing the floor and all that. So the polishing. It's also polish. So that the post can say that you probably wouldn't be allowed to, because that's not Dovah, that's not Tzorech HaMoed. So that probably would be also on Chol HaMoed.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
I'll just go back to the question of the washing machine and putting in the capsule and turning on the button to wash clothes, which we know is not a great tirch at all. The reason why that is forbidden is that because the... It's minhag. It's become established minhag not to to wash clothing on Yom Tov, because once upon a time.
No, so I think the main reason is because Chachomim forbade categorically to do unnecessary washing on Chol HaMoed, and the reason why they forbade it, the Issur d'Rabbanan was created in order to encourage us to wash before Yom Tov. So there's an intrinsic issa of washing on Chol HaMoed. Now, there is exceptions, but as a principle, there's an issa d'abonon of washing on Chol HaMoed. It's, and that really, that issa, is not depending on what how extensive the action is.
Right, okay.
See, if Gimel teaches us, Sedokim Shebegag, if you've got the split in the roof, is that what happened to you? That split, Sedokim Shebegag, Mutale Sosmon, you're allowed to fill it, Beyod, Uveregel, Avoloi Bekle Umnus. You're allowed to, if you've got a split in the roof, how could a split in the roof happen? I don't know, split in the roof, I'm not sure, something open up a bit. So you're allowed to fill it with whatever material is required, but don't use specific tools. So you're allowed to use your hand, your foot, if something needs to be filled in and sorted out, but don't use the professional equipment and tools. Finally for tonight, Siv Dalet. The door. Now the doors that existed then was made out of a few parts. One was the actual door. Then there was a kind of the door would be hanging on a stick that itself would go into that would be like the foot would go all the way down, but that stick would not be placed stomp into the ground, would still be too shaky. So the way they would put that stick on which the door would be hanging on, that stick would go into a pipe in the floor. That would reinforce the holding of the door. Does that make sense? So there's the door, which is the rectangular piece of wood, like the actual piece of wood. Then there is this must be a better word than a stick, the post.
Or a floor-mounted hinge.
Okay. The pipe, how are we going to call the pipe?
The hinge,
yeah? And that would go into that. So now, the tzir, which is the piece that would go into the ground, hadeles of the door, v'mafteach, which is the key, v'atzinoi, which is the reinforcing pipe, the hinge, yeah? V'akoiro, which is the, how do you call it? No. The beam, penchem shleitz, whether they're made out of wood, penchem shel bazel, whether it's made out of metal, any part of the door, shenishpur, which broke, afilu me'erev yom tov, even if any part of the door broke before yom tov, yochel esaknum, you're allowed to fix it below shin, even in a completely regular and normal way. Why can you fix the door and all its parts? Why can you fix a door more than anything else? Even if you broke before Yom Tov, you can fix it on Chol HaMoed. You can also fix it if you broke on Yom Tov and on Chol HaMoed. Even if you broke before Yom Tov, why are you allowed to fix a door? Or do you want to be the whole Chol HaMoed without a door? They're talking about an entrance door.
Everything will get nicked.
Of course. It's a great financial loss to have an open door. You try it out. To have an open door, it's not a great idea. So, sure, a door can be fixed with all its parts. Shemyaniach haPesach pasuach, if you would keep the door open and unlocked, v'dlosois, shvurois, and the door would be remaining to be broken, nimtza, he will certainly lose, inevitably, me'abeit kol mashababois, everything which is in the house would get lost and stolen. V'lochein, therefore, muta, it's permitted to fix the door and all its parts, u'bilvad shalo yichavim melach t'moed, as long as you don't aim and plan and arrange for its fixing to take place on Chol HaMoed. So gentlemen, we learned this evening, fixing boina in principle is also on Chol HaMoed. If it's just a ma'aseh hedyot, then you're allowed to fix it. Ma'aseh hedyot is permitted. A ma'aseh umen is only permitted if this is either a sakana or a great financial loss. We also spoke about the mound in the house on the earth floor, which you can even out and sort out. That's permitted in Chol HaMoed too. The door and all its parts may also be fixed in Chol HaMoed, because that would inevitably cause to leave.